Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
This is WGN Television 9.
Channel 9.
Channel 9, Chicago.
Chicago.
Coming to you from atop the John Hancock Building.
Welcome to the world's greatest newspaper television podcast. I'm Brian Say.
And I'm Ross McAbee. In case you didn't know, we're WGN's very first podcast and the only one endorsed by Paul Conrad. So take that backstory.
Yeah, take that backstory. And don't forget, you can download us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. On today's show, it's a big one. She's been on the morning show. Ooh. Now she's investigating things and anchoring the evening news.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're so lucky to have Lourdes Duarte.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Oh, yeah, and Ben Bradley's here, too.
That guy from ABC7?
No, he's on Channel 9 now.
Oh, good for him. All right. First question, what do you hate about each other?
Be honest.
Get right into it.
Wow.
What do I hate about... Can I come back to that?
No, why don't you go first, and based on how harsh what you say is,
okay, then I can fire back.
It can't be that bad.
I don't when he says how he's chubby and he needs to lose weight and, like, you know, he's... I don't like that.
No?
Because then I think, well, what do you think? I'm chubby and I need to lose weight. What are you saying?
Well, first of all, this is not a common... It's usually, like, on a Monday after a particularly fun weekend.
Sure.
And, you know, when we're sitting there at the desk, I'm like, oh, my God, my pants are so tight.
But he's not chubby, though.
He isn't.
No, you're normal.
And
you're average, Ben. You're going to have to deal with
that. That's been my goal my entire life, is just to kind of stay right under the radar and average.
Coast. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so let me go into the list of things hate about Lourdes.
Yes.
We got an hour.
Oh, jeez.
No, actually, she's pretty great.
He's lying.
Okay, well, in the same vein, you know what I don't like about you?
What?
She's always been thin. Lourdes and I had worked together for like 6 minutes, and I forget how it came up.
It's not. You took it the wrong way.
And she goes, somehow we're talking about something, and she goes, well, you know, I've always been thin.
Wow. You're really rubbing it in.
Yeah.
That's not very
nice. I didn't mean it like that.
How'd you mean it?
He has body issues over here, and you just go
right
there.
Your body
shaming. I don't know what I meant, but it was not.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The way it sounded.
Your true colors. All right. Well, all kidding aside, tell us about your anchor relationship. It seems like you guys gel pretty well. Best co-anchors you've ever had?
Ooh. Ooh. I mean, you do know she did work with Dan Ponce.
Dan didn't come up.
I used to work with the legend.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Now you got Ben Bradley.
He was a vegetarian. Which,
that what made it rough.
If there's one thing I love about Lourdes is, despite the fact that, quote, she's always been thin,
right?
Girl can eat.
Did you dig into the ribs?
Yeah, those ribs.
I didn't see these ribs. No. Where are they?
I ate all of them. I had three of them.
There's a whole chicken out there,
the
too.
The first time we ever anchored the 9 p.m. together, I can remember we spent from like 4 to 7 p.m. during every commercial break contemplating what we were going to eat when we got off the set at 7. And that was, we went and got like a couple of slabs of ribs.
Oh, yeah, from smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. And we took it down.
Right. Yeah.
Or like we get shakes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you didn't answer the question. Are you each other's best co-anchors?
In fairness to
That's
previous
not
co-anchors.
Fair. Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. He's my favorite.
He's the best co-anchor
right now.
I've had.
He's Mr. and Mrs. Right Now. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think we genuinely have fun together and like each other and respect each other.
And I think our personalities are pretty similar. Like, we're both nerds at heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are too.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Very
similar. I can tell the chemistry between you two, actually.
Yeah. You see it, you sense it, you feel it.
Yes.
Wow, that's some, I've never touched him before.
It was a first. There's a first for everything.
So I guess let's keep it going. Ben, tell us something embarrassing about Lourdes.
Can we just oh my like, goodness. Move along here?
I mean, what's the point of this podcast?
To have fun? To have some fun behind the scenes.
Lourdes, did you notice that they have each like 5 pages of questions
just
like
three.
This?
They've
actually, she's so composed they've and done great more and I want, give me something. Dig
embarrassing
in.
Embarrassing right. About Lourdes. She eats like a man.
Oh, wow.
So, Lourdes, we mentioned used to be on the morning show.
Yes.
Tell us the truth. You miss us.
Come back to us.
I do. I do miss it. I don't miss the hours, though.
Yeah. Mm.
Actually, when I wake up in the middle of the night by chance, I turn on the TV and laugh.
Oh. So you miss the hijinks.
These poor suckers up at 3 a.m. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, you're not laughing at the jokes. You're laughing
no, at
us.
At
yeah. Because yeah. Opera, I didn't understand that at
suckers.
First. Okay, now I get
no.
it. Yeah.
I just miss the fun and everybody got along and it's just, it's great.
It was a lot of fun. Different workflow now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing the investigative pieces and on the evening.
It's a lot more serious.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas on the morning show, it was just fun all the time.
Yeah.
Was it a struggle?
Like college. It was like college dorm. Right. That is my perfect
That's pretty right.
explanation.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And it probably
it
smelled
like being
a little
in the
like
college.
It, too. I feel like sometimes, you know, like we show up at 4 o'clock at the anchor desk and there's like mystery substances in the desk.
Yeah.
And if you ask the studio crew, like, hey, what? And morning show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Larry's eating hummus or a banana or
right.
something. Yeah.
That hasn't changed, huh?
Yeah.
He's
no.
still.
No, at all.
Yeah.
I heard he's a really healthy eater.
He is.
Yeah.
I should
him
try,
and Pat Tomasulo.
I should try that at some point.
Yeah.
This morning I had a croissant with ham and cheese in it.
Nice.
It's pretty amazing.
Mm. I had ribs.
I know you care, but.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I'll sometimes in the middle of the day, like even though our offices are 50 yards apart, I'll text Lourdes like, milkshake. ? And she'll just respond, get it done.
what flavors?
Chocolate.
Both. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Have you noticed sometimes I eat your cookie that Potbelly puts on it before I hand you the milkshake?
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Sometimes
oh,
I steal
like
the cookie
little,
if I'm particularly famished.
Because they give you two.
Yeah.
So you leave just
Lourdes, one. Will you be ever reprising your role on Noticias de mi Corazón?
Noticias? Spanish. Let's work on Noticias. This pronouncing.
Please. I needed
Noticias
you.
De, de mi corazón.
I should have let Ross read
mi
that.
Mi corazón.
And I screwed up by doing it.
I've spoken to Dan about it. He is kind of the mastermind behind it.
Oh, okay.
So I've given him an idea of something that we could do,
but
it's up to him to put it into action.
So you still
want... I don't want to step on toes.
Right, but you still want... You want to keep your toes in this nonsense world.
Yeah, if we could
you
do it, you know,
it.
Once a year, yeah. I think is fun.
Okay.
The last one was Sapalsa's departure, right?
So it's been a little over a year since we've done one.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
Yeah. So you guys need to push Dan to do one of these.
I will, now that I know that.
Yeah, it's his.
Probably
I mean, I could take over, but I don't want
to. Now that you badmouthed him as your co-anchor. He's
right. the best anchor you've ever worked with.
Oh.
It's going to be difficult. We got that on the record.
I feel like the next episode could be visiting Sapalsa
in
his Montana.
Is that where he is?
Cabin.
Montana?
Yeah, I picture him like, you know, with a 8-inch beard,
yeah.
right.
wearing a robe all day, slippers, and like a cigar.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
On a horse.
On a horse.
Shirtless.
Of course.
That was actually one of the, what was it for the...
We were talking about doing that for the
primetime
special.
Oh, yeah, the primetime special.
We're
going to send Paul Conrad out there, and we wanted to shoot a piece with them.
Looking
on horses.
For
on horseback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just looking, yeah.
We didn't
realize you guys have that kind of budget.
Oh, we didn't. That's why they shut it down. I was going to go out there and field produce it and everything, but no.
Yeah.
You were
going to
do that?
Does that involve securing the horse?
Oh, I threw the idea out there,
What does field producing, that segment, involve? Like,
acquiring
a random Sapalsa horse
would supply the horses.
Yeah,
you'd hope.
And the room and board.
Yeah, we could maybe buy some cheap like cigars. I don't know. Yeah, Swisher
Doritos.
Sweets.
Nothing like a Swisher sweet. You don't taste that the next morning.
No, not at all. No.
Ben, I noticed an ABC 7 mug on your desk. What the fuck, man?
Can you say fuck on this?
You can do anything
say
you want
it,
on the pod. No, I don't.
Come on, Lourdes.
No,
peer pressure.
I am a respected journalist.
You are.
I don't.
Just fucking say it.
In Spanish.
Come on.
No.
Okay.
No.
You'll need to bleep that, too.
Okay, thank you for telling me. Do you like it better here? Be honest.
So, they are two incredibly different cultures.
Sure.
And WGN is, I feel like, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but a great fit for me, right? Because I love doing the serious stuff. I love doing the investigative stuff. But hey, shockingly, all of us on TV actually have real personalities and laugh and have fun. And there's more of an opportunity to do that here at WGN.
Sure.
You know, it's not, you're not in one box. Like, this is what you do and stay in that box, because we have other people who do other things.
Right.
WGN is very much a, you know, we all bring a bunch of different things to the table, and we love that. Go do it.
Right.
I mean, you guys experience that more than anyone on the morning show.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. And yeah, you're doing investigative pieces. You're anchoring. You're reporting. Yeah.
And, like, it's okay that we laugh, right, you know, at 4 o'clock. And right, it's okay that we kid each other. Though it's always fun when viewers don't get it.
Right.
Yeah, when we kid maybe a little too much and they just think we're being mean.
Yeah. What was the last email we got? It was like
something that we were being mean to Demetrius.
Yes.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, he's mean to me. Have you seen him?
Give it back.
Yeah. I mean, he's ruthless.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, he's tough.
Huh.
And
I'm actually the nicest one on that desk.
I can confirm that.
That fits.
Although Jared actually is nicer than you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Nice. JP.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty great. I just one day want him to like just
go off.
I'd love to see him.
I want him to just lose it.
Yeah.
Right? And be like
right,
dropping F-bombs and like not smiling.
You'll never see that happen.
Yeah.
He's like the nicest
guy. Daddy's like, rise and grind, baby. Right. It's 4 a.m. I've already worked out more today than you have in the last 6 years.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I really am still struck with something bad to say about you. I can't.
There's lots.
I just like throwing a curveball in there.
Yeah.
It gets you loosened up and thinking. And,
I'm loose as a goose. It's like I'm stretching. Why don't you have some more water, Lourdes?
Yes. Fight.
Yes. No, she slaps. Have you seen the Noticias de mi Corazón?
I have seen that. I thought you meant her. She slaps you.
No, well, but that's what I'm always worried of in the back of my
that it'll be a real slap.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That could end my career if I have like her handprint. Especially now that she's engaged with the ring. That would hurt.
Did you notice I don't have the ring today?
Oh, just in case.
Oh, she broke up with me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do we need to go to his house? We'll go there right now. We'll take care of it.
So,
no, because I'm finally taking it
to
get
it sized.
You
told me you were getting it resized. Yeah.
Oh. That would have been really awkward.
You'd have been having a tough day.
Yeah, yeah. He took it back.
And by resize, you mean the diamond wasn't large enough?
No, so he got me a ring size 6, and I'm a 4.
Because she's always been thin, including
of course, yes.
That is hard, though.
Well, I think he picked out a ring that was in my jewelry box, not realizing that it wasn't for this finger. It might have been another.
We men are pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, if I ever get married, I got to take note of that.
Mm-hmm. So I've been wearing a ring guard for the last month and a half or however long it's been.
What does that mean?
Just it keeps it to size it temporarily. So I didn't want to give it back because everybody wanted to see it and I wanted to wear it.
Yes, of course.
So I gave it back.
Did you see her on election night? So we were standing at the touch screen and it was like 6 minutes after you had gotten engaged. Lourdes was like working the touch screen, showing off the ring, like Vanna White turning letters. I mean, it was, she was like, oh, is there, asking the floor director, is there too much of a glare?
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't think guys realize what a big deal it is to give a girl a ring. I should do like a whole podcast.
Oh, I realize
how big
about
the ring.
I realize how big a deal it was.
Like, this is one of the most important
my
things you will ever
realize,
do.
Yeah.
I may meet a lovely girl someday, so I would like to take some notes.
Right.
If you could.
You really think guys don't realize? Come on. What a big deal. Trust me.
No, but I mean, how you pick the ring has to represent what the girl is like, right? Because if you get me a ring that is nothing like my style, I'm going to be like, am I marrying the right guy?
Matt did
like,
a great job because that ring is very
so
you.
I think so too. Yeah. Interesting. He did a great job.
I wouldn't even have thought of that. Did you get the right ring for her?
I did.
Does it match her personality and her?
Yeah, it's got like... Yeah.
Did you do the right
thing? I mean, she's still wearing it 11 years later. I assume she likes
it. But I think guys always think, you know, big. It's got to be a big ring.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the case because you look at, you know, the style. Mm-hmm. Are you choosing a gold ring or like white gold?
Right.
It's got to represent her, I think.
I mean, but trust me, we get what a big deal this is.
Writing it down, Brian?
What?
Write it down.
Yes, I'm taking notes. Yeah. It's all up notes. Here.
So I proposed to my wife in Alaska, and I had, you know, she didn't know it was happening. I had told her, I'm like, I'm not getting married for like 2-3 years. So just, you know, quiet down,
smart,
camper.
Throw
yeah.
her off.
And we're driving, we're in a taxi going up the Kennedy to O'Hare.
Romantic.
Rush hour. And I was so nervous that I started physically getting sick.
Oh.
So I had the cabbie. I was like, hey, you gotta pull over. Threw up on the side of the Kennedy.
Oh.
And Mike's like, are you okay? Should we go on this trip? What's the matter? Like, you know. I'm like, I'm fine. We got to go. Just go.
Uh-huh.
It'll all be fine. Uh-huh. So, yes, Lourdes, trust me.
Okay.
It is terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you throw up when you proposed?
No. It was like, I wanted to do it like on a specific weekend in Milwaukee, but I remember my father-in-law called me and said, I think she's on to you, man. I feel like she's on to you. You should do it sooner rather than later if you have a backup plan. And like, I was trying to rope a friend into like, you know, like maybe doing a video and like,
we
met in Milwaukee and then,
but
I just ended up doing it in a spot and just like real that weekend. I was ready to go.
Did you do it at the Cheese Castle?
Lake Forest, the Alaska of Illinois.
The Oasis?
Yeah.
Oh.
In Lake Forest.
The Alaska of Illinois.
That's what they call it.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Well, it's very exciting. If you need help once you choose this young lady who will marry.
Yes, choose.
I am happy to help you pick out a ring.
You.
Or you could be like Nancy Liu's son and go on The Bachelor.
Man, maybe I should. What am I doing wrong?
Wait, what?
You don't know
that? I didn't know that.
You
got
to get the internet, girl. I mean,
it's all over the website.
Yeah.
Oh, it's today?
WGNTV.com. It's like 3 days old news here now.
A couple days ago.
You haven't covered that in the evening?
Listen, I've been busy.
Okay. I don't know if you heard, she got engaged.
Right.
And there's a ring.
Wait, you got engaged?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Nancy's.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Luckiest guy on the planet. Nancy's son, Connor, is a contestant on the... Is it The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
It's The Bachelorette.
Okay.
He's one of 20 guys or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, how tough is that going to be to see your son up on screen, like...
Smooching.
Her advice
smooching.
To him, her advice to him is don't be stupid, which is classic Nancy Liu advice. Mm-hmm. She tells
Did she say that to you guys all the time?
She said that on air when it was really cold out. Just don't be stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, cool. Good for Nancy.
All right. Well, why don't we get back?
We have actual questions. We have actual questions here.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go.
We have two pages.
Ben, you've bragged on social media that you can get former Illinois governors to text you back pretty quick. Why don't you go ahead and call Rod Blagojevich right now?
You know, interestingly, he has not picked up my calls.
Interesting.
Lately.
I wonder if is he busy?
Yeah.
Jim Edgar? Can you get Jim Edgar on the line?
Not Edgar. No, I didn't mean for it to be bragging. Like, it's just as a kid who grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago who still can't believe he's doing his dream job.
Yeah.
We were doing a story on the long talked about never built third airport in the south suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
And Pat Quinn was a big proponent of it. And under him, the state spent like $34 million to buy this airstrip. And so I had a question for him about it. And like so I was like, oh, well, I'll text Pat Quinn because I happen to have his number for some reason. And he like called me back. And I had, you know, asked him the questions. And regardless of who the governor is or how it still is a kid who grew up in the south suburbs.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool that. You know, that's the best part of our job, right? We get to ask questions, and for the most part, people in power feel an obligation to answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's...
Even if it's with a no comment.
Right.
Right.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
You're always sending out emails about
planes.
You're a bit of an aviation geek.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you describe that background?
What's the story?
What's your love affair with planes? I love it too. I always I'm reading your emails all the time. Oh. My grandfather was a Delta pilot.
Oh, really?
Years.
Wow.
What did he fly?
That's a good question.
Planes.
But he flew like international overseas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he retired in the heyday, but
in the glory days.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just ever since I was a little kid, I've been like stunned by like the miracle of flight, and I went to space camp, and I took flying lessons, and you know, I think my dad instilled in all of us a love of travel, which is one of the things Lourdes and I both love and have in common and like to talk about. Yeah, but so there's this group of plane spotters at O'Hare.
Okay.
And you have to apply and they have to, you know, approve you and background check you and whatnot. And then they have like little secret spots that they've worked out with the airport where you can go and get the, you know, these great photos
right.
of planes, especially the international flights coming and going from O'Hare. And so I took my son out to do that once, and he was just as geeked out by it as I was. I don't know.
Like, so are you like just, right there at the base of the runway and they're like flying
you're,
over
you?
You're
not technically on airport. You're not inside the fence.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, big it's 747 right. or, you you know, is coming in. And there's some, you know, pretty incredible. You know, I'm out there with like my iPhone.
Oh,
and all
yeah,
these other
right.
people have like camera equipment that's
still
incredible,
iPhone does a pretty good job.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So I don't know. I just have always been super fascinated by planes and flying.
So
and
you have your pilot's license?
I do not. So that was one other thing that before the major decision about getting engaged.
He likes them, but he's afraid.
I
see. Yeah.
No, I was literally taking flying lessons up at Palwaukee, I guess they call it Chicago Executive Airport now, up in Wheeling. And after a while, they're like, okay, you're at this point where you have to spend, you know, $1,000 on this or do that. And I'm like, well, I'm getting engaged. Like, let's be realistic. I'm probably never going to own my own plane.
Right.
So, I was a dropout.
You can still.
I've got like 500 hours in flight simulator on
there
the
you
computer.
Go, right
so
on.
if I'm ever on a plane and both pilots like go down,
right,
I'm gonna be the guy like ringing the flight attendant call button going, no, I've done this in flight simulator. Yeah. I can totally land this plane.
I just sent an email on this.
Yeah. All right, Lourdes, you and I have some shared history we should disclose to our listeners. WHOI-TV in Peoria, was that your first television job?
It was my second television job.
So tell us about it.
I was an intern and then freelance reporter at Telemundo here in Chicago, then worked in radio, and then went to WHOI in Peoria. Spent two glorious years there.
Oh, lovely. I was there for about 10 months, and then they shut it down, and everybody lost their jobs.
So you weren't
because
at the Creve Coeur location.
I was at the Creve Coeur location, then they shut down and moved to WEK across
got
town.
Got it, got it. Uh-huh. What did you think of that place?
I mean, it was my first TV job, so I liked it, but it was
clear. You were producing, or you were?
I was a shooter.
Yeah.
So I was the weekend shooter. I was going to school still at the time, working 40 hours a week, going to school full time. And, you know, it was clear that they were about to shut that place down because they were stretched so thin. I mean, I was the only shooter on Sundays. Yeah. I had one shooter on Sundays. So
I'm trying to think who would have been there that perhaps was there when I...
Jen Christensen was still there. Did you know?
Was she a director?
She was the lead anchor,
Tommy,
I believe.
Should we step out?
No, idea.
No.
Who was a sports guy? Blonde?
You remember Joe...
Lee Hall. No, that
Sinatra.
Was a week.
What was your first job?
Jim Mattson. Like,
yep. Jim he was there when I was there.
Yeah, he was a great
guy. Excuse me, guys. We're trying to have a conversation.
Great mustache. Yes.
Nobody sold it like him. Would read anything
was
in the teleprompter.
Was the logo and slogan still where every second counts?
No. I think it was...
WHOI, where every second counts. The funny thing is that your sig out had to be, I'm Lourdes Duarte for WHOI, where every second counts. Well, if every second counts, why am I saying this?
We could do a whole segment on stupid slogans of stations we've worked at. So I've got coverage you can count on.
Oh.
The heart of the low country.
Oh,
that's good.
I like that. Where was that?
That was Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
What other slogans have you?
The where every second counts just that beats it all.
Oh, I was like in the like the small little town where the TV station slogan is live, local, and late breaking. And I'm like,
late breaking.
When was the last time anything was late breaking in you know Decatur?
Instant gratification,
sense of urgency,
now.
Man.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Lourdes.
See.
Can you name all of Ben's kids?
Yes.
Whoa, do it.
Okay, Ethan. Brock and Cullen.
Nailed it. I don't know your kids.
I might know their ages too. 11.
Uh-oh.
9.
10. Very close.
6.
7.
7.
Yeah. Okay. Lourdes actually spends a decent amount of time with my kids. We just had to do it. We just did a stair climb for the Lung Association.
Oh,
I love
Cullen. His oldest son is Amazing.
You don't like the other ones.
They've done such a good job. The other ones.
My youngest has such a crush on Lourdes. It's so funny.
Man. But Cullen is so well behaved, so charming. So handsome.
Just like his father.
I mean, the kid is perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just Molly like has done a very good job with him.
I don't know if you could. He's at the stage where he now has to start wearing deodorant. So the days he doesn't, we'll see if he still feels it. It's a fight every day.
He's great.
But we just did the stair climb for the Lung Association, and Cullen and Lourdes did it together, which I thought was pretty cool. And you guys have done the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation run together, and...
Yeah, while you crawl, we run.
Ben, what do you think of Lourdes' fiance? What's his name? Matt?
Matt. Mm-hmm.
I think he is the luckiest guy in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to say that, I think.
No.
Contractually obligated.
I think I actually knew Matt before he and Lourdes were dating. And I think he's this even cooled, calm, nice, contemplative.
That's a good word for him. Very good. Yeah.
And if anything, my wife always says, like, I didn't have sisters. And so, like, I view Lourdes in some ways as, like, you know, you want to be protective of her, right? Like, yeah. I think the world of her.
Right.
So you want to make sure the guy is pretty great.
Totally.
He's a really good guy. I'm not just saying that because he's my fiance.
Right.
But he's just a good-hearted, good human being and wants to see other people do well and wants to help. And
so
really
are Ross and I invited to the wedding? Or
that is
that, that's what we're
so
trying to get to.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that is an issue.
You're officiating.
Are you not going to invite me?
Unclear. I'm on social probation.
Oh, wow. What'd you do?
Listen.
Let's break it down.
I've never been a big... I don't want, like, the whole big wedding where you spend all this money to, like, I just don't want that. So what will happen is that in January, we will probably go to Puerto Rico, which is where we met, just the two of us, and just do our own thing, and then come back and do a big toast and hors d'oeuvres with, like, a party.
Puerto Rico, January. Hey, guys, I'm here.
Anna Belleval said that we could stay in her parents'
basement. I'll go visit Anna's, Anna's parents.
Yeah, we'll be there.
It'll just happen to line up.
Yeah. I've always wanted kind of that personal touch of just me and the other person together when we do this.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why, but I haven't wanted, like, a ton of people around. I don't.
Sure. Yeah. That's fine. We're not upset.
Demetrius and I have volunteered to coordinate the bachelorette party.
He's done that before. He did that for the morning show. Was that Morgan with Skilling was there?
Oh, he made a brief appearance during it, I think.
Did he jump out of a cake?
No, he was on the trolley when they went. Ginger was there. Jiggets.
I remember the Morgan thing on the trolley, and I thought, like, I'm like, huh, I thought they would have torn it up a little bit more. Like, when Demetrius and I throw this thing for Lourdes, I mean, she's not going to be
working. Morgan's
like
a little reserved.
Yeah.
But Lourdes, you know.
So
she spills water all over herself right now. Imagine what she does after three tequilas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, Ben, I read that you have some pretty strong views on vasectomies.
Online.
Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Should I walk out of the room?
Is that not him?
Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Why don't you explain that for our listeners?
So I share a name with a British member of parliament. I did not realize this until that British member of parliament came out and said something to the effect of, all poor people should be sterilized and, you know, receive vasectomies so they can't reproduce.
And then people started thinking you were saying this?
Yes. And then, you know, one morning I wake up to, like, you know, 5,000 Twitter mentions. And I'm like, and in our business, that's not generally a good thing.
Right. You're like, what did I say last night?
Know, jeez. As my eyes are adjusting before I can read what it's all about, I'm like, yeah, seriously. I was like, did I do some, like, did I screw something up?
What?
Did I, you know, accidentally swear on TV?
Right.
Lourdes write a tell-all book? Like, I don't know. And it was somehow I got tagged as, like, Ben Bradley TV as opposed to Ben Bradley MP, Member of Parliament.
And then everybody ran with it.
And that was, I think, a year ago.
Yeah.
As recently as this week.
Really?
I had a couple people, like, you bloke. And by the way, I learned all new swear words. You're like, it's the same language, right? Like, they speak English, right, but they've got a whole other vocabulary. Yeah. Like, I have never in my life.
Messages, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you wanker. You know, wow. I mean, it's.
Huh. That's harsh.
Yeah. So I am not that guy.
Did you get new followers from it?
Yeah. You probably did.
I don't know.
A little influx.
Do you want to shout out your Twitter? Your actual Twitter?
Shout out Ben Bradley TV. Love the viewers from London. They really help.
Right.
Wow. Watch the WGN News at 4.
Hey, so I had our questions out of order here so you can see how prepared I am. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm going to jump back to this. Lourdes, tell us something embarrassing about Ben.
Ah.
Now's your chance.
That's too hard. Listen, I got to work with him today. I can't.
Just put him on blast. This is a podcast. We're trying to have
something
fun.
Embarrassing. Like one thing he did embarrassing. He did it. It's his fault.
Yeah. He's a good sport.
Mm-hmm. Something great embarrassing sport. About Ben.
He sends emails about planes. I mean, dorky.
I'm got proud of that. That's not embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing to you. It's not embarrassing.
He's got big teeth.
Huge
wow.
teeth.
That was more personal.
You can't do anything about that.
Okay.
I mean, they're ginormous.
Rude.
Have you seen those
Let's
things?
Move on.
Dude, have you seen Let's how I go on. Through an apple in like 3 bites, okay? What you see is a handicap. I see is an advantage.
Well, speaking of Ben's face, when you were between jobs, you grew a mustache. Could you bring that look back? Because that was lovely.
Please don't.
Can we please
don't
post
bring
that
it back.
Picture once we post this podcast?
We need to put that up on the podcast.
Well, so I grew a beard because that's what people do who are in TV when they don't have to work.
Right.
And then I shaved it all off except for, it was not a mustache. I mean, it was a porn stash.
It was fantastic.
Right? Like it was.
Wonderful. Best thing you've ever done.
Oh, and then I kept it for a couple days going to like all my kids' basketball games and. My wife was so mortified. There's actually one picture where she's in the background just covering her face. And she wouldn't kiss me. She wouldn't come near me. She wouldn't. She was so repulsed. I think she actually looked at me and goes, I've never been less attracted to you than I am.
Wow.
She's tough. Yeah. And then, fast forward a couple days, they announce I'm coming to WGN. Of course, I get the obligatory live on-air phone call from Conrad.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And what picture do they throw out?
The mustache?
The porn stash. Yeah.
I just watched that video the other day. Yeah, it was a courtesy counter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll pull that up and put it up on the website for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Where are we? Who has more Emmys? We already did that one.
Right here.
I already did that.
No, you didn't. You
yes,
did it the other way.
No.
So and I didn't come up with anything other than she's always been thin.
Oh, yeah.
Follow
Despite
along.
My
God,
best efforts.
God, you can't
efforts.
Read, can you? That,
right. No, I
all
had
right,
this
well,
as
here we
a
are.
Second
this
page.
This is where we are. We're bickering like an old couple,
you
like a
like
geriatric
old
couple.
You told me where I should be.
Is this getting us more listeners? All right. Who has
it's
more Emmys?
Read.
Ben or Lourdes?
And Lourdes.
Is there
I think probably
jealousy
you.
About it?
Not really a duel. Not really.
No, you have a ton.
No, I don't.
How many do you guys have? Come on, let's break it down. And for what? Investigative features?
I totally agree with Hoover when it comes to
Emmys. What does Hoover have to say?
Right,
like it's not the definition of
greatness.
Greatness, yeah. Right? It's the definition of you paid several hundred dollars to submit
to enter
something, and then you paid like $125 more to get the statue if you actually won.
Right. So how many times
have
you done
that? Why do you have to
minimize
that? Why do you have to minimize my awards?
I used to work with a guy who shall be remain nameless, who was relatively new to the market at the time and spent so much money submitting stuff for Emmys. And actually, to his credit, won like best anchor. And he was so proud of it. Like he was carrying his Emmy around.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And finally... He was, saying to some photographer who, literally has seen it all and doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you heard this weekend, but I won, best anchor. The photographer's like, did Ron Majors apply? Well, call me when he does, okay?
Right.
Then it'll be a true competition.
Right.
I was like,
right.
God, I love photographers.
Wow. Well, anyway, I have 4.
Where do you keep them? Up on a shelf?
Up
somewhere?
On the mantle?
Yeah, at home. Yeah. There's like a table with spotlights.
Behind glass.
Yeah.
We know they don't matter, but how can Brian and I win some Emmys?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
This podcast is definitely should be submitted.
You think so? Yeah. Is there a podcast category yet?
Maybe.
Don't patronize us.
Now, let me be fair, though. Emmys are great, right? Yeah. Like, they are a sign of achievement in our business.
Sure.
They're incredible if you win one, but it's not a referendum on the quality of your work.
Sure, sure,
you
sure. Fair.
I don't mean to poo-poo the Emmys.
No.
Yeah.
You should.
Submitted stuff over the years, right?
Yeah, and I usually submit stuff that I feel really good about, that I worked, mostly that I worked really hard on.
Right, right.
And I can meet the deadline that they set. Yeah. Oh, right.
That's always hard.
Because they set these dates on when you have to turn this stuff in.
Ross and I produced a piece of Paul Conrad in the bathtub. Is that something we could submit?
Totally.
Do you think, what's the category for that?
I feel like they limit us in the category.
Yeah, it's like, it has to be like hard-hitting journalism. Like
partial nudity in a tub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
In large
best
markets.
Best gaffing. Right. In a tub scene.
6 to 10 a.m.
Because that was me.
Actually, that was prime time. So.
Yeah, that was prime time.
Yeah.
But Lourdes, don't you feel like the stories that you are most proud of
never win? They never win.
Not only never win, but they're oftentimes not the ones that are the biggest stories or the you know, it's just, you know, you have a personal connection to a story, or you feel really good about how you got that information.
Yeah, I've had a couple stories that I thought, oh, I think this could win. It doesn't win. I've had other stories that I've submitted that I thought, oh, yeah, they're okay. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that win. Mm-hmm. So my judgment is terrible, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Especially in co-anchors.
Yeah.
What is the most embarrassing or worst story you ever covered? I know mine, but what I'd be curious to, like, and I think I may know one of yours because you showed it to me from like 1988.
Oh, you mean like the performance? Her performance? Or like her storytelling?
Yeah.
Or
from 1989? What?
I think you were an intern assigned to a concert.
Oh, Menudo? It wasn't even the real Menudo. It was the anniversary they were reuniting Menudo.
Oh.
So they were much older. Oh. I had to do the story on, do you remember Leather Mom? Like the one that suntanned all the time?
Yes, yeah.
I had to do a story on that and it was just absolutely terrible and I was so not into it and it just was ridiculous. That's up there.
I did a story my first year or two at Channel 7 out in like Will County or something where new subdivisions had encroached on like a horse farm. Mm. And all the people in the subdivision were appealing to get this farm shut down. So we go out there because of the smell. Mm. And so we go out there, and at the time there was this big push like, oh, make sure your stand-ups are active. Make sure you're doing something in your in your stand-up. So I stood next to the giant pile of horse waste, which manure. Was as tall as me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, in my most serious, I'm like 25 years old, can't believe I'm at Channel 7.
Right.
Neighbors are upset by the odor that drifts, blah, 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 you know. And I'm in the photographer's on a wide shot, and clearly I'm stepping in all of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm very proud of myself. My brother texts me afterwards. He's like, that may be your lowest moment on TV.
So that story was horse.
Yeah. That and then like on like the fifth 95 degree day, you know, reporters dread, right? Like being excited, go do the hot weather story. Right.
On the
left. So I was
front.
Like, I'm gonna be creative, right? Like, because we'd already done the
there's
the people running on the bike path.
Right.
There's the fire hydrants that are open.
Right.
So I'm like, who's got the worst job when the weather is this hot? So I'm like, how about the guy that has to clean the porta potties?
Oh
my God.
And there was like some big event. So we go out to like Naperville or someplace like that. And it's this guy.
Ribfest.
Like after Ribfest. Totally. So I find some porta potty company. And they're like, we got the perfect guy for you. And this guy has been doing it 20 years, got the greatest attitude. Yeah. And so we were sitting there and he's got the giant like sucker and he's going in there and he's like, so is this the worst when it gets this hot? He goes, oh, hell no. He goes, I don't even smell it anymore. You should be here with me in the winter when the stuff freezes and I got to go in and break it. And I'm like, greatest achievement ever. And then literally a minute before we're on the air, the executive producer says in my ear, we've just had a heat-related death. If you could mention that right before you pitched to the story. And I did, and it was a debacle.
Of course
no,
it was.
Nobody saw what I, with the creative humor in my story. Viewers thought I was making fun of.
Tonal shift there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yes.
Surprised you made it to WGN after that.
We don't do that.
That story is actually on my resume, too.
We don't do that here ever, All right, so what else? You guys investigating anything big right now? Got any big scoops?
If we told you, we'd have to kill you.
Well, please don't. We have to keep doing the podcast.
I don't
want to
kill you. No.
Oh, thank you.
For sure, I don't. I like you.
Nothing.
Thank you.
You were just on the big third airport.
Yeah, we did a story about the state spending $97 million on an airport.
I've got two stories that I'm working on now, but they're not complete.
Okay.
So there is a chance that they could fall apart. Which is why I don't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm. How often does that happen? Does that happen a lot?
That's a good tease. Yeah.
That is a good tease.
Yeah.
Can you give us... No.
I'm doing a piece on... So after the Aurora workplace shooting, it kind of exposed big loopholes and problems with the whole gun licensing issue.
Getting
and
guns
what they
back
do
from,
when you're, when your FOID card's revoked. Right. And so we went out with the Kane County Sheriff's deputies who have been... actually following up or attempting to follow up on, you know, people who had their FOID cards revoked, received notification from the state or should have, and then didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is this is the most toothless program and project because they go out there and they say, hey, sir, your FOID card was revoked and you never turned it back in.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's, oh, no one told me. Didn't get the letter. I moved three times. Or yeah, I turned it in. My FOID card and my gun into Batavia Police a year ago.
Right.
And these deputies, because they can't technically, the way the laws are written, you can't, like, the government can't know that Ross has 10 guns.
Right.
Right.
So these deputies essentially are out there and have to take their word for it.
Right.
Which, do you think a bad guy intent on doing bad things is going to say, oh, hey, deputy, thanks for knocking on my door. Here's my gun.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
So we've got that story coming up.
Interesting. All right. Anything else? Any other personal stories you guys
want
to share?
No, I'm really happy that you guys are doing this. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys are wonderful.
I wasn't reaching for a compliment.
Thank you.
But that's
no,
nice.
You guys have done a really good job.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
We're not
very
done yet, though.
Probative interview. Now, you know, Lourdes, we're like the we're on the list of 12, so they're making their way through the entire building.
Yeah, but look, like we haven't even done six.
This is our sixth.
They included us. I mean,
sixth? I don't know.
I can't keep track.
You're up there.
Your best was either Conrad or Security Director Friday.
That was a. Interesting. She talked about wanting to get a dog for about 30 minutes of that interview.
No.
It was very good.
She talked about
a
wanting
picture.
To get a man to get her a dog, I believe is. You know, I've helped her with her, I helped her rewrite her dating profile.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, you did?
Nice.
Yeah. I'm very into that sort of thing.
I think we've been trying to do something on the morning show with her and a date.
Friday has just become
tuned.
A celebrity.
She's a big deal.
She's a fun character.
Yeah.
And she is.
She's.
All right, Ross, should we get to the lightning round?
Yeah, before we go.
Oh, the lightning round. Okay,
time for the lightning round.
I'm not
going to
do this.
We're going to throw some questions at you. You have to answer.
Okay, I'm going to close
first
my
up,
eyes.
First up, Ben, Cubs or Sox? And I think I already know the answer because of what you're wearing.
Cubs.
Why?
Because my first job between high school and college, I worked for, I drove the WMAQ White Sox fan van to like every block party. And it was my first exposure to like the business of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, now don't you give away more than two baseballs and don't you give away more than three fan towels. And like, I'm like, like, dude, you've got an entire stadium full, like, you know, and it would just, it left a sour taste. I also crashed the van my like second week on the job. So
yikes.
Anyway.
Wow.
Despite being a Southsider, I guess I'm a Cubs fan.
Oh, wow. Okay. Lourdes, same question, Cubs or Sox?
Cubs.
Why?
Because my Uncle Poopo loved the Cubs when I was growing up, and he's now in his late 80s and still goes to games. I've taken him to a few.
That's adorable.
Awesome. He's very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lourdes, favorite television show you're watching right now?
Very Cavallari.
Oh, wow. For Jay Cutler? Wow. Or for... Jay Cutler's funny.
I admitted that. See, you can do a lot with it.
Yeah.
Do you know how we're trying to come up with like the most embarrassing thing about
Lourdes?
She just
listen, JP watches it too.
Marcus LeShock does like a very cavalry recap when he's here for trending, and we just show Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's ridiculous.
Jarrett Payton loves it too. I'm just
happy Jay Cutler has finally found something he's good at.
Right.
Yeah, he's funny.
Doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben, the show you're watching right now?
Criminal Minds.
I don't know that one.
Well,
are there new episodes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
God. It's like Law and Order. It just keeps going and going and going and going. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lourdes. Mm-hmm. Ben Bradley or Mark Sapelsa? You have to answer. It's the lightning round.
Ben. No. Ben. Oh, you listen, lie. I have to work with him
liar.
This afternoon.
I would have said
liar.
I can't believe you're lying.
Liar.
Wow. Ben, Channel 9 or Channel 7?
Channel 9.
Yes, see? Right answer.
You know where your bread is buttered.
Answer. All right, very last question here. You guys are the investigators. Why don't you ask us some questions?
So this is a lot of seemingly brand new equipment.
It is.
That you're using for this podcast mm-hmm. that cost probably thousands of dollars.
Probably.
Right.
Where did this money come from?
Well, here's what happened. In October or November, I pitched to Jen Lyons starting a podcast. Then I did a good job. Then corporate decided this is a new initiative. So they sent a bunch of stuff. So it's not merit-based.
Whatever.
It's not merit-based because corporate wants us to do it, and they're sending it to all the stations. So, there you go.
But we love corporate, and we enjoy
and
they
should send us more stuff.
And we
yes.
appreciate the fact that they let us put on a podcast.
Right. Ross is very good at smoothing over
diplomatic.
The bad things that I say.
Yes. but as you can see, we're not quite...
Yeah, we're using my own equipment here because I haven't learned how to use
that's
the computer.
That's my tripod.
Yeah, yeah, that's Ross's. It's a lot of our own equipment
that's
still.
That's not working anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it looks very official.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We also have the bat phone.
Yes.
You
guys land.
Does anybody ever call?
Well,
we called earlier. Check Ben's Instagram feed.
Instagram,
you'll see.
Yeah.
We called because we wanted to see if the light would light. This is like a phone from 1978.
That's pretty
with
exciting.
With a light on it. And
so
watch
that it
what happens.
Disturb us.
It doesn't ring, but.
The light goes on.
Mm hmm.
This is great.
This is great for audio.
Right now,
yeah, I'm sure they're loving it.
Any other questions for us?
Sure, I've got a question for you.
What do you got?
I think you have performance kind of in your future.
Sure.
Like you need to act. You,
oh, you
need
think so?
To. You need
me
to
specifically.
Do, you specifically. Oh. And I'm wondering what you are doing to achieve that possibility.
I'm not doing anything right now. Maybe I should launch an exploratory committee and start thinking about this. And what would you suggest? I mean, you're on TV.
Perhaps the next Noticias.
You should be in the next Noticias.
Oh,
you've got to be.
There's definitely room in that for a pasty white guy with red hair and a beard, wearing flannel.
Write me in and I'll do
like
it.
The
I'm
Brony
in.
Gotta,
let's
you do look like a roll of paper towels. Yeah. You look like you look like the Brony man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
That'll be on Instagram,
thank
too.
You.
Give Tom credit for
well,
that.
You're very good.
Well, thank you.
You're very good. And
that's
the first time I actually really paid attention was when you did that thing with Jindra, that she was pregnant.
Oh, right, yes.
Like, this guy's really talented.
Hey, wow. That's, I have no acting chops at all.
She acts like it I didn't even have a cameo at the end of that.
Were you in that?
I did have a cameo at the end. Most of the time he acts, he's got a shark head on, so it's hard to see his range.
Don't tell people that. I don't know who I am.
As long as we're allowed to ask questions,
yeah.
So why do you think you're single?
I love that I'm not getting
any
of it. I'm going to sit back.
It's mostly my self-destructive nature. The crushing alcoholism doesn't help. That's a joke.
And me having to wake up at 2 in the morning to be at work.
I don't actually wake up at 2. I get in later than
he's
Ross.
He's so crabby if he doesn't get sleep the night before.
I don't sleep. I have insomnia. That's another problem.
Basically
there's
his
a lot
other
of problems.
Half,
there's a laundry
like I
list.
Could notice today that he just was not going to bring it.
Yeah.
But he's brought it through the interview. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I brought it. I bring it.
He does.
Like caffeine gum.
Okay. How is the marriage going?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You've been married, what, 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
March 15th.
What's
six
the worst?
Months.
What's the worst thing that's happened so far?
Worst thing that's happened? Nothing. Just been going on trips, just living.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. So the honeymoon
water's
period
warm.
Hasn't
come on
faded.
In.
Yeah.
No, the honeymoon has not faded.
Wow.
Not at all.
Man, I hope to
thank
find that
so
someday.
Thank you so much for asking. If you want
where
any
was
tips,
your honeymoon?
I don't let me know.
Portugal,
we went to Portugal
and Ireland.
That's right, Portugal.
Yeah. And you haven't let yourself go since you've gotten married.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm still doing shirtless bits on the air. She's loving that, by
I was
the way.
Say.
Not. The funniest
and
thing
what
is
what do your in-laws
not,
think of you?
My father-in-law is like, really? Again? Yeah. So.
We all have to bring our talents.
Support your daughter. You got to get on TV somehow. Right.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to start popping my top off for bits. Yeah. You don't think so? It's just your thing?
Okay. You can.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm trying to find a woman here. Yeah.
Don't move in on his...
Just trying to find a lady.
Well, thank you guys. I know you have like important things to do.
Yeah, Lourdes, what do you have to do? You have important things to do. You have to prepare
for something. Well, I need to plan this debate that I'm doing tonight. Yeah, so I need to go through some of the questions and kind of
determine
read
the guest list
the
for the
things.
Wedding.
Yeah, the wedding guest list. Yes. Brian, Ben, Ross.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bachelorette party.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. It was lovely. Thank you so much.